Hello everybody, it's MrTall23 back with another video, and I apologize if there's audio issues. Can't really do anything about it right now, but if you watch my last video, then there was a lot of crackling in the sound and everything, so might happen again. Sorry if it happens, just try to bear with it if you actually are interested in hearing what I have to say today. So today I want to talk about a phenomenon which I see, and which I've seen a lot, and that is that there's a lot of people who, for some reason, think that the Bible is only about salvation. Like, everything in the Bible has to do with salvation and the gospel. And this is actually something that both babes in Christ, people who are actually saved, but they're just new Christians and they haven't read the Bible, and false teachers actually have in common, right? That they typically try to make every single thing that the Bible says about salvation and about going to heaven when it's not. Yeah, there are verses in the Bible that talk about eternal life, salvation, being justified, born again, regeneration, things like that. But there are a lot of verses that have nothing to do with that whatsoever, that are just scriptures on how we should live our life as Christians, or just about doctrine and just other subjects, right? So the error that some of these babes in Christ make, such as the person I called out on my channel yesterday on that other video about being under the law, is that they think, well, if you start teaching that people should, you know, go soul winning, read the Bible, go to church, grow in Christ, live a godly and clean and righteous and holy life, then you're teaching a work salvation, even though it has nothing to do with salvation, right? This is very foolish, because here's the thing. I'm already saved because I believe in Jesus Christ, not because of my works. And I'm sure a lot of people who watch my videos are already saved. The church I go to, 99% of the people are already saved. They already believe the gospel. So when we talk about other things, it's not like we're telling them you need to do this to be saved. It's just these are other things that the Bible says. Not everything in the Bible is about salvation. There's a lot of commandments of God where God says do this. He doesn't say do this to be saved. He doesn't say do this to eternal life, but he still says to do it, okay? So if we neglect those things, we're neglecting what God wants for our Christian lives, right? You see, salvation is just the first step. That's what makes you a Christian. That's what's called being born again. But the Bible says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. So in order to grow as a Christian, you need to actually read the word of God, and you can mature in the faith, okay? It's not just you're born again and then just everything you do and say just is only the gospel and just only salvation. There's a lot in the Bible that has nothing to do with salvation. Just a lot of teachings of Jesus, like, for example, on this earth, which he didn't say anything about salvation or heaven. You know, the book of John is really the emphasis in Jesus' ministry about eternal life, where he says, believe, believe, believe over and over again. But then some of these other gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they don't really talk that much about salvation. They're just, you know, sermons that Jesus preached about how we should live our life, that we should beware of covetousness, and we should, you know, not pray to be seen of men, and we should, you know, love our neighbor and things like that. You know, this is still something that God wants us to do, but it has nothing to do with salvation. Just because it's in the Bible doesn't mean it has something to do with salvation or go to heaven. But babes in Christ will try to make it about salvation. So then when a Christian who is saved starts preaching, hey, you need to get to work, you need to start obeying God, and you need to get the sin out of your life, you need to, if you're saved, get baptized, and then go to church, and then read the Bible, and then preach the gospel, and then live a righteous life, and then confess your sins, etc. They say, oh, well, you're trying to bring us under the law, or you're trying to preach a works-based salvation. It's like, no, nothing that I just said has anything to do with salvation, okay? If somebody's already saved, then other things that I say have nothing to do with salvation. I mean, I don't know why this is so hard to understand. Okay, you're saved by faith in Jesus alone, just by believing in him. Okay, so you're saved if you believe in Jesus Christ, if you trust in him as your Savior, you have eternal life. That's what the Bible says. Okay, and eternal means eternal, so you can never lose it, you can never have it taken away. But there's still other things in the Bible that the Bible says to do. Not to go to heaven, but just if you want to be blessed by God, if you want to earn rewards in the kingdom of heaven, or just because God says to do them, okay? And God created the world, and if you decide to just live an ungodly and unrighteous life, then you're living a meaningless life that is completely worthless. So it's like, this is the way that the Bible says to live, which is just objectively better, so do it. But that's not teaching a works-based salvation, because it has nothing to do with salvation. It just has to do with discipleship and following Jesus, right? So that's a mistake that many babes in Christ, and especially people who are deceived by, you know, these hyper-grace false teachers will be led into, right? But then there's also this other side of it where false teachers themselves, like heretics, you know, people who are just not saved, will also fall into the same trap, okay? And I've seen this very often when I preach the gospel to people. When I show them the Bible says salvation is by faith alone, all you have to do to go to heaven is believe. And then they say, well, why does God have the Ten Commandments then? It's like, is the only reason why you're doing what's right just because you're afraid of going to hell? Is that really a genuine attitude to have, that you only do what's right just because you're afraid if you don't, you'll go to hell? That's not righteous at all, right? So it's like, again, just because the Bible says something doesn't mean it has to do with heaven or salvation. You can never find a verse in the Bible that says everything in here has to do with salvation or eternal life, right? When it comes to salvation, the verses always talk about salvation and eternal life, right? Whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life, right? He that believeth on me hath everlasting life. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, right? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. So all these scriptures, they use words like eternal life, everlasting life, justify, you know, remission of sins, forgiveness of sins, redemption. I think I already said justify, salvation, save. That's the kind of words that they use. But then there's a whole bunch of other passages, you know, whole passages, whole books of the Bible that have absolutely nothing to do with salvation. Like the book of Proverbs, it's just wisdom of how to live your life. It's just, this is the best way to live. This is what, you know, wisdom you should apply in your daily life. It doesn't mean that it's about salvation. The Bible is not all about salvation. There's like, you know, the book of John, some of the epistles of Paul, some other scriptures here and there. There's some references to in the book of Psalms, and you know, some other scriptures in the New Testament talk about salvation and going to heaven, but that's really actually a very small part of the Bible. There's a lot of the Bible that talks about baptism, keeping God's commandments, talks about the church, talks about how the church should be run, talks about, you know, there's like four whole books in the Bible, you know, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, and Philemon, called the pastoral epistles, right? Instructions for pastors. There's just scriptures about all kinds of things. So people who are babes in Christ and people who are false teachers, they try to make everything in the Bible about salvation. So you show, you know, a heretic, hey, it's only by faith. And they say, well, no, I don't believe that because the Bible says get baptized in this place. I'm not saying don't get baptized. I'm just saying it doesn't save you, because the Bible never says baptism will forgive your sins. The Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin, in whom we have forgiveness through his blood. Or redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, right? So the Bible teaches it's the blood of Jesus that forgives our sins, not baptism. So just because, that doesn't mean that baptism is bad though, right? Which would be the other extreme that these hyper-grace kind of people will say. They're like, well, we're saved by faith, so that means you just don't have to do anything else. But not everything is about salvation, okay? If everything was about salvation, then as soon as I got saved, I would go to heaven. But I'm not in heaven right now. I'm still alive on this earth, and I still hopefully have like 50, 60 years left of my life where I have a life to live on this earth, and God tells me how to live on this earth in the Bible, okay? Salvation is a one-time event, okay? It takes place like that. But there's still other things that you have to do in your life. Not about salvation, just things that God says to do. So it's really weird that people are kind of making it everything about salvation, both these false teachers and these babes in Christ or hyper-grace people or whatever. And so the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12, for when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. And it goes into the next chapter talking about the foundations of the faith. And one of the first things it mentions is repentance from dead works and faith toward God. So if somebody who is a Christian, all they want to talk about, all they care about is just, we're not saved by works, we're not saved by works, you just have to believe in Jesus. That's all they talk about. The Bible says that that is just a foundation of the faith. And so the Bible teaches that that person is unskillful in the word of righteousness, and he is a babe. What does that mean? He's a baby. He hasn't grown. He hasn't matured in Christ like the Bible says to do. Okay, he's unskillful in the word of righteousness. He doesn't know the Bible. Okay, and that is the simple reason why a lot of people are being led into this hyper grace, you know, no commandment kind of thing that this guy Brandon and Graceful Messenger and these other people that I've preached against recently on my channel, why they fall into this trap is because they don't know the Bible. Okay, because they hear the gospel and they think that all these verses about salvation is like the whole Bible or something. I mean, yeah, if you only read the book of John and like a few chapters of Romans, a few chapters of Galatians, a few verses in Ephesians, a couple verses here and there, and, you know, Titus and some other books, then you might come to that conclusion. But if you actually read the whole Bible, you know that the whole Bible has nothing, is not about salvation. There's like 90% of it is about other things. So thank you, buddy, for watching. That's it for this video. I hope this makes sense, but don't fall into this trap. Read the Bible and don't be unskillful in the work of right and the word of righteousness. Stop being a baby, grow up, spiritually mature, and stop thinking that it's all just about the gospel. Yes, the gospel is the most important thing, and we should be preaching the gospel every day to people who are not saved, but there's other things that God wants you to do as well. Right. And so if you don't do any works, the Bible says, you know, you yourself shall be saved, yet you'll suffer loss. Right. Talking about the judgment seat of Christ in 1 Corinthians 3. Right. If you just spend your time, you know, with vanity, you just have the wood, hay and stubble. You don't actually do any works for God. It's like, yeah, you'll still be saved, but you will have no rewards in the kingdom of heaven and you will live a completely meaningless life. So me personally, I want God to bless me. I want to have a good relationship with God. I want to earn rewards in heaven. And I encourage you to do that also. If you just stay as a baby, then, you know, you're not going to grow and you're not going to receive rewards. It's like, yeah, you got to heaven, but it hurt on the way there. And I don't know. I don't know why people are just against serving God just because we're saved by faith. I don't know. That's a really weird thing. But thank you, buddy, for watching. God bless you, and goodbye.